This past weekend, Canadians saw two horrific crimes that proved just how serious our public safety crisis has become. Early Sunday morning in Vaughan, armed intruders broke into a home and gunned down 46-year-old Abdul Alim Farouki in front of his family. That same weekend in Niagara, police charged a 25-year-old man with sexually assaulting a toddler during a home invasion. He had just been released from jail in March, 6 months early after a conviction for a previous child sex offense. These tragedies happened in the very same weekend, and they follow a week where we saw a Metro Vancouver Transit police officer assaulted by a man already on probation for two earlier assaults. Over 80 shots fired in downtown Hamilton that sent three victims to hospital, and a Halifax woman arrested for robbery while out on bail. Conservatives have put forward real solutions. We put forward a stand on guard principle in the criminal code so Canadians get the benefit of the doubt when defending themselves and their families from a violent home invasion. We've called for repealing the Liberals' catch and release laws, C5 and C75, which keep violent criminals on our streets. And we've advanced our protection against extortion plan to crack down on gangs and organized crime. Yet Sean Fraser, Mark Carney's justice minister, dismissed conservative proposals for change by stating that Canada isn't the Wild West. That comment downplays the reality Canadians are facing every single day. Enough is enough. Families deserve to feel safe in their homes. Children deserve to feel safe in their communities. Canadians deserve a government that takes public safety seriously. After a decade of rising crime, this government needs to stop denying reality and finally put public safety first. It's time Canadians have the right to defend themselves, their family, and their home.